Hello, and good evening to everyone, and welcome to a teleconference from Wednesday, the 4th of December 2013 at 1800 hours UTC. On the French channel, we have today Olivier Crespin-Leblanc, Alioune Badara-Traoré, Doctor, Fatima Tafé-Ossila, Pierre Devenu, Etienne Sissimbi, and Tiffany Benzema. On the English channel, we have Philip Johnson, Mohamed Al-Bashir, Pastor Peter, Mazoe Anderson, and another unidentified person. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Yovia Zoun, and myself, Julia Chervolin. We have apologies from Boudouin Chombe and Angel Wada. Your interpreter for today will be Camila. Please state your name before you take the floor for transcript purposes and speak at a reasonable rate to make the job of the interpreter tonight easier.
Merci Julia, c'est Aziz qui prend la parole.
Thank you Julia, this is Aziz.
Diriger cette réunion.
I am very happy to lead this call in my position of new chair of AFRLO. I would like us to begin with the first item on the agenda, which is the thank you note to AFRLO departing officers. We intended to add this item to the agenda to thank the former responsible people. Those are Fatimata and Tijani. I had myself the luck of working with these two people as secretary of AFRLO. Throughout these 3 years, thanks to you, AFRLO became what it is today. It is the regional at-large organization, the most active within ALAC, and it is an example to the rest of ALAC. Fatimata was an exceptional leader. She worked very much for AFRLO since its creation in 2009. As regards to Johnny, I don't know if he's on the call yet, but I cannot begin to explain to which extent his work was important to AFRLO. It is a person who works a lot, whether it is for AFRLO or for ALAC. So I will not spend a lot of time on this subject. I would like to thank them infinitely for what they contributed to AFRLO, and I am sure they will go on contributing with the same force and the same importance so that AFRLO will remain the region which represents Africa within ICANN. So to conclude this item, I would like to introduce to you, although I think you already know them, the incoming directors of AFRLO. We have Mohamed Al-Bashir, who's here with us. He's the vice president for AFRLO. And Philip Johnson, who comes from ISOC Liberia, who is the new secretary. If you would like to add anything regarding this item, you can have the floor. Just let me know. Tijani is asking for the floor, says Aziz. So Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. This is Tijani speaking. I have just heard what you were saying, and I would like to thank you. I appreciate that comment very much. I think you overdid it a little, but I'm still very happy. I was one of the three musketeers who led the work of AFRLO and who guided that work to this day. I am very happy that one of our musketeers is today the president of AFRLO, the chair of our group. And I think we always want to improve, so I am sure that AFRLO will profit from this will that Aziz has. And I would like to say that Mohamed is a very wise person, he's very knowledgeable, and he has the know-how we need, and I am sure he will help Aziz as the chair of AFRLO, Mohamed being the vice chair, to continue to foster our work. That's all. And I'm sorry, actually, I would like to mention Philip's great contributions as well, but from what I've seen to this day, I've seen a man who's ready to work and who tries to do so, and I am sure that he will also do a great job in his new position. Thank you. Thank you, Tiziani. This is Aziz speaking. Are there any other comments? Great. So now we're going to
move on
to item number three, which is open public comments. Olivier is here with us today. I have tried to translate the different statements which were adopted recently. I would ask Olivier to correct me if I am wrong. But we first have I cannot find my paper. Okay, the first of the statement. It's the SIGHUI's policy development process, which was adopted. Then we have a statement on the second accountability and transparency review team, which is APRT2. There have been many discussions on this subject, and those who are interested should try to follow the different statements and the different discussions that are led on this subject. All you need to do is go to ICANN's website to read those. The third statement is the Policy and Implementation Working Group, which was also adopted. Item number four is ALAC correspondence on the NGPC response to the ALAC statement on community applications, which was submitted. And then lastly, we have the revised public interest commitment dispute resolution procedure, that is the PICDRP. Regarding the statement for endorsements currently being developed, reviewed, or voted on by the ALAC, we first have the CCNSO FOI WG's interim report on revocation, then the proposed bylaw changes regarding the technical liaison group. ALAC is currently drafting a statement as per the first item. Thirdly, we have the protection of IGO and INGO identifiers in all GTLDs, which is the PDP, recommendations for board consideration. We are also in the way of drafting a statement within the framework of the new generic top-level domain project. And then we have at-large study on who is misused for the and ICANN's draft vision, mission, and focus areas for a 5-year strategic plan. That is all we have to say regarding item number three, which is open public comments. I would first like to give the floor to Olivier, because I know he always has something to add regarding statements.
Pastor Peters, this is Heidi. Just very quickly, we've muted your line until Aziz calls on you.
Thank you for the floor to Aziz. First, I would like to commend you for your new position. I think you did very well summarizing which were the currently open public comments and in translating them as well. I think you did a wonderful job at doing that. So thank you for doing that. It is much easier to follow. Two of these statements are quite important and they are underway of drafting. The first of which is the CCNSO FOI's Working Group's Interim Report on Revocation. Revocation is actually when a country code or the organization which leads a country code transfers that code to another organization or to another government or the government or to another body in general. This is a great matter of discussion, actually. And there's a certain struggle with some operators for country code names, which started a couple of years ago, very long ago indeed. who have to face countries who do not know why there is a third-party operator in charge of their country code, when in fact it should be the country itself who is in charge of that country code. So I think it would be important to at least find out about what is being discussed. The second great discussion is the proposed bylaw changes of ICANN regarding the technical liaison group. This technical liaison will deal with the NAMCOM and the board. There are several people who have worked on these, and to this day we haven't concluded on a statement. We think it is a good idea to first address the technical liaison in the board, and for it to be a group in the board, we think it is a new decision. So we think we should see what the best solution could be. The other three statements or endorsements currently being developed are only at their beginning. So if you are interested in one of these three subjects, or in all three, it would be wonderful if we could have someone from AFRALO participating in drafting the statement, so that we could have a pen holder from AFRALO. He's trying to find a word in French. I'm sorry, I got confused. So if you have any questions about what I just said, please do ask them to me. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, Olivier. This is Aziz speaking. We keep repeating or asking the different ALS meetings to follow and to address these activities and these discussions. It is very important to eventually have the voice of Africa heard. I think Peter is asking for the floor, so we're going to give him the floor on the English channel.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Pastor Peters, we hear you.
Okay, I'm quickly going to make a response to the chair's opening remarks. And that is to say that on behalf of my ALS and others from my country, I welcome Aziz, I welcome El Bashi and Philip on board as the new leaders of AFRALO. And also, once again, repeat what I said at the last meeting by thanking Fatima and Tijani and Aziz for their previous role as leaders of AFRALO. My comment will be that now that they are new and they are on board, I will want the present leaders also to receive with an open mind any comment or contributions from any ALS, no matter how critical it may be, because all of us may not agree on the same point of view at any single point in time. So if and when leaders are criticized or they are opposed in a way, it should not be seen as something that is detrimental to our collective goal, but to be seen that, yes, we are all working towards one good goal, and that is to make the voice of Africa had in ICANN. So we are prepared to do our best to support this leadership, and we would also appreciate that the present leadership appreciates the contributions of every ALS from all over Africa. Once again, I congratulate all of you that have been elected, and we hope to work together as we move along. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor. This is Aziz speaking. thank you for his kind words. I am sure, as we say in Africa, we'll hold each other's hands and we would work wonderfully together. I think there is a lot we can do for our region within the internet community. Now, if there are no other comments, we can move on to item number 4, which is reports. Is there anyone else who would like to take the floor first? Otherwise, we can move on to item number 4. All right, we'll move on to reports then. We tried to do something different here. So you'll see that we'll try to add current topics to our reports section, whether it is by someone from AFRALO or someone from outside our organization or someone from ICANN indeed, so that we see the different topics which are important to the community. For today's call, we have a classic to us, which is recent and future or upcoming activities of ALAC. Tijani will take the floor now to briefly tell us about ALAC's activities. Thank you, Aziz. This is Tijani speaking. I think to sum up ALAC's activities during this period, we could say that ALAC's big points of interest are two. On the one hand, we have the London Summit and the appointment of a board member who is chosen by ALAC. So during this period, we worked very much on these two matters. Regarding the summit, as you know, we sent out a survey, and almost 95% of ALSs filled that survey, which is very good. Now, only those ALSs which filled in the survey will be able to come to London. So, seeing the results of that survey, which we will be analyzing tomorrow and the day after that, we will start to specify which subjects will be discussed during that summit and establish the agenda. After that, we will try and see in which zones or regions ALSs need training so that they can properly follow the activities for the summit and be active during those activities in London. So we're going to try and establish a training program which will train them prior to the summit so that when those ALSs come to London, they will be real active participants and not just observators. I think that quite sums it up as regards to the summit. Now, there are many people in the summit working group and they did many other activities and completed other tasks, but that is the main point. Now, as regards to the appointment of a board member who will be appointed or nominated or chosen by ALAC, we created two committees. In each of those committees, there are two members of each RALO. We have Fatimata and Mohamed in the BCEC, and in the BMSPC, myself and Baudouin Chombe. Work is underway that was presented in Buenos Aires. We published the timeline during that meeting, a schedule for the different activities that are going to take place.
Me.
And the official presentation to ask for applications for candidates will begin. It is the BCEC who's in charge of that. I am not a member of that committee, like I said, so I'm not in the position of telling you where they're at or when the date, indeed, for the presentation of applicants is. I think it is very important because there is a lot of work going on and we should follow the rules and the regulations so that we do not have any issues. And I know this will be a lot of work for ALEC. That is our great axis of work. But there is also work on the metrics. Which is how we measure participation for ALEC members. In that regard, the working group on metrics, to which I belong, has been working. Our work is quite advanced at this point, where we are trying to find the point of view of the different ALSs to find out what it is they think as regards what we have done. Once we have concluded our work, that will be published. We also presented a draft of the work that we have been doing with different figures and metrics which could define the way we go on. We now have asked all ALSs and all RALOs to consider that and to contribute with their point of view so that when this is adopted, everyone will be aware of what we discussed. No one can come and say that it is not fair. It is a way of seeing the participation of ALEC members, because as you know, ALEC cannot participate if there isn't a forum at meetings. So ALEC cannot make decisions if people do not participate at our meetings. We are trying to see what their level of participation is. And we should enhance that participation. If people do not come and vote and they do not express their opinions and there's no forum, we cannot discuss and include everyone. There are lots of metrics, as you will see in the document that we are preparing. And we're trying to add objective metrics, if you will, so that in the end we will be able to say who is more active, who is less active, and who doesn't participate at all. After that, we will try and find a procedure to get people to be more active, so that if they do not want to participate, we will not bother in trying to find out what they think. I think that is all I will say. Oh, I forgot. I had something else to say. ALEC, being a member of ICANN, is a consulting, an advisory committee. We discussed and considered in great detail with the rest of the members of ICANN the statement from Montevideo. And the meeting that will take place in Brazil. These matters will affect the future of Internet governance. And ALEC was quite active in that regard. We participated in the panel that took place in Buenos Aires, which dealt with that matter. And we also worked with the NCSG, which is the non-commercial stakeholders group. They belong to the GNSO. We have joined them to work together, and that is the beginning of a working group, which is cross-constituencies. That is, that it is something that encompasses different parts of ICANN. That is all. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, Tizani. This is Aziz speaking. You were very accurate in your details. As you say, there are several different activities, but we try and discuss during this call whatever regards our region, namely the London Summit, because all the ALSs will be there. Olivier said there will be 180 or even 200 ALSs in London. And they will be representing our regions. This is Tijani speaking. Aziz, we cannot hear you anymore. Can you hear me? Yes, Aziz. Yes, Tijani, we hear you, says Julia. Aziz says, I am back. I don't know why the communication was interrupted, but I am back. So, for the appointment of a member to the board, as Tiziani mentioned, is something that is of great interest to us, because each relo will have a voice for the appointment of the member who will represent our regions within ALAC, and then ALAC before the board. I am now going to give the floor to Mohamed to speak to us about the strategic panel.
Okay, thank you very much, Aziz.
You have the floor, sir.
First? Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Aziz, and now starting my report on the Asian Strategic Balance Panel. I would like also to thank Professor Peters for the kind words, and I'm sure the new officers who work actively with the travel community. So just to give a background, I'm sure we all remember that ICANN Durban, ICANN President CEO Fadiji Hadi has announced the creation of new five ICANN strategy panels that will assist ICANN and its community in terms of developing a strategic approach to some of the issues. Those panels include members, experts from outside the community. So in Buenos Aires, the panel chairs had sessions with the members introducing the panel to the community and talking about what the panel's objective it will be. So I will give you a brief about what happened in that regard. So the first panel is a strategy panel on technology innovation, which is chaired by Paul Mokepatrias, who is the developer of the DNS. And that panel main objective is to develop a technology roadmap for the DNS and how DNS could evolve and what are the technical security issues. So he introduced his panel to the community and listened to the community output. The second panel is the strategy panel on the Internet Organization Ecosystem, which is chaired by Trent Lester, as we all know him as the father of the Internet. And that panel should work in how ICANN will be communicating with other stakeholders in the Internet governance atmosphere. That work is really important. From Africa, Adil Akifa, who is the CEO of AfriNIC, is already a member of the panel. Then the third strategy panel is the multi-stakeholder innovation panel, which is chaired by Des Simone. And that panel will look at how best to evolve the multi-stakeholder model and how can this model have new tools and platforms that enable the community to engage more with ICANN and the ICANN decision-making process. If I call him father of the Internet in Africa, Nkwaino is chairing the strategy panel for the public responsibility framework, which is looking at ICANN's role and its global public mandate and mission and what ICANN could deliver to the world on this. Then we have the fifth strategy panel, which is the role of ICANN in the future and the Internet governance, which is going to be identified. So those are the five panels, and on the Buenos Aires meeting, those panels, there was a joint session between all the panel chairs, and I can see how introduced the panel chairs to the community, and there was interaction with them, and then there were individual sessions. Some of the communities, just summarizing the main comments from the community, from members who were attending there, there were emphasis that the panels should ensure that they are taking on board different constituencies and supporting organizations' inputs on the process, as well besides taking input from outside the ICANN community. So in the coming period, we will see output from the panels, which is why need public comments or consultations. So as a fellow, we might need to be also looking at this and also contributing with our thoughts and input to the different panels. Thank you.
Tijani speaking. Aziz, are you there? Aziz, can you hear us? Hi, can everyone else hear me? Yes, this is Aziz speaking.
I can hear.
I'm sorry, my call was interrupted once again. I would like to thank Mohammed for what he said. I would like to say that there might have been an issue with the sound between Mohammed and the interpreter, because there was quite some delay in the translation. So I would like to ask everyone to speak very clearly in a loud volume so that the interpreter can do her job properly. Now, Philip has been asking for the floor for a while. Philip, do you want to take the floor?
Yes, I would like to... I would like to take the floor. My just a little comment from a presentation that was just made by Mr. Tijani. That is a survey was conducted. You know, he was giving the activities that will come in the agenda, but a survey was conducted, and this survey supposed to select those that will be participating in the LR2 in London. I already started receiving some comments from my LRs that how have you selected somebody already to go to the LR2 in London? I said, no, we as regional leaders, I am going to work on it. Very soon we'll be coming up with a final listing. We have not made any selection, so I would like for him to a little bit elaborate on the survey and those that are going to participate in LR Summit in London. Thank you.
Question, can you
hear? Yes.
Okay, this is Aziz speaking. I'm not sure if I understood properly. Are you asking about the vote to appoint a person for the board who will be a member that I ALAC appoint. This will be an item on the agenda of another teleconference, and we will agree there on the person who will represent AFRALO for the vote before ALAC. So that will be either voted during the teleconference or else via email. Is that what you asked?
Okay. Wait.
I'm not sure if this is whether I replied to your question properly, but there is also item number C on the recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members, so maybe someone would like to speak about their ALSs. Tizani, you have the floor, yes. This is Tizani speaking. No, this is not regarding the activities. This is about what Philip was just saying. He was saying that once the schedule is established, ALSs should be able to comment so that their comments can be taken into account. But the schedule will be prepared on the basis of what ALS is already added to the survey. So that schedule will be established according to what they said, according to what the ALSs want and ask for. Now, as regards the board members that will be appointed by ALAC, there will be ALAC members who will be voting. So there will be three people voting for an ALAC member. And Aziz, who is the chair of AFRALO, will be voting. So our vote from AFRALO could be actually discussed among us so that ALSs can express their point of view. That is a possibility that our bylaws and our rules give us. So as Aziz was saying, perhaps we could have a special call to discuss that matter and to agree on a candidate that Aziz will vote for. Thank you, Aziz. Thank you, Tizani. This is Aziz speaking. We're now going to move on to item C, which is recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members. We have already said on this item that ALSs should post on the wiki what their activities have been to announce them. If they do not know how to post that on the wiki, they could send Philip, Mohammed, or myself their information so that we can post them on the wiki. Would anyone else like to take the floor regarding this item, which is recent and upcoming activities of AFRALO members? Fatimata raises her hand. Good evening, Fatimata. You have the floor. Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me? This is Fatimata speaking. Can you hear me now? Yes, yes, we hear you, says Tizani. Fatimata takes the floor. I just wanted to discuss the recent and upcoming activities of ALSs. Last time, we had agreed on discussing whether we wanted to copy other ALAs and ask one specific ALS per call to present their activities. That will be one ALS a month. Because ever since we asked ALSs to update the wikis with their activities, I have to say that wasn't a great success. And the last time, we discussed the possibility of asking one ALS to present its activities every month. And we hadn't achieved a decision on that point, so that's what I wanted to say. Thank you, Fatimata. This is Aziz speaking. Absolutely, you're completely right. We had indeed agreed to have one ALS on the spot every month. And AFRILA officers should know in advance who that will be so that we can add them to the agenda and give them the floor. It is just the way you're saying. We agreed on doing this during the different monthly teleconferences. And it is interesting, actually, because it gives the other ALSs the possibility of showing their example to the others so that one ALS can follow the example of someone else. So in my ALS, for instance, we're going to try and do something that Dijani did regarding GTLDs and what they did in regards to the different companies and organizations in other countries. Someone else wants to take the floor? Yes, Yovi. Okay, go ahead, Yovi. You have the floor. Oh, it's Etienne. I'm sorry. It says Aziz. You have the floor, Etienne. This is Etienne Tichimbi speaking. Thank you, Aziz. I had a question to ask. Given that we're discussing ALSs, we had thought of creating an ALS together with a group of friends, but I would like to know whether to apply at the ICANN level, we had to be recognized by the law of our country, or else can we just apply and be accredited afterwards by the law? Aziz speaking. Thank you for your question, Etienne. I would like to let Tijani answer this because I'm sure he knows the answer to that question. Thank you, Aziz. This is Tijani speaking. In the application, there is this point which says that you should be recognized or accredited by your country. So that is actually compulsory before you apply to ICANN.
I'm on the conference call.
There is currently great debate. And that is another question.
What is the television?
Another request. Two regions had problems recently, that is Europe and North America, and they each solved them their own way. And I remember I had asked AFRILA about a year or two ago, and the answer was no. So I'm ready to hear comments in this regard. Thank you. Aziz, can you hear us, says Tijani? Yes, thank you. This is Aziz speaking. Fatimata raises her hand. You have the floor, Fatimata. This is Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Aziz. Actually, I think we should once again reconsider this matter of individuals, of individual members. And I think we should try and see how we can group them in one ALS. It is true that we will have this issue with legal accreditation. So those who are interested in being individual members, and I think Etienne is at that stage, should try and find a way to create an ALS, an individual ALS, something that is recognized somewhere with the criteria of the region. If they have been recognized by one country, AFRILA could accredit them as ALSs. But they will be grouping individuals. So whenever we present an initiative, those individuals can access our discussions via that ALS of individuals. I think we could discuss it further and someone else could decide on this, but Etienne, I would be ready to help you if you need any help. Thank you. Thank you,
Pastor Peters.
Etienne, and thank you, Fatimata. Aziz. Silvia,
Pastor Peters.
The link on the Adobe Connect.
Pastor Peters, I'll
yes,
let
sir,
you know that you'd
wait.
Like to speak.
They sent a link with the application process of ALSs. I see that we have Evan here with us currently, and he's a member of Naralo. So we would like to give him the floor now that he raises his hand.
Thank you very much. This is Evan speaking. Greetings from Toronto. I raised my hand mainly because I was involved in the original work within Naralo to create a mechanism for enabling individual users. And I welcome the initiative within AFRALO, and I offer my own assistance if that is necessary. The way that we did this within the North American region was to create a virtual ALS. This ALS, it is not legally constituted the way a regular ALS is. However, we essentially have our individual members. There is a criteria for them joining Naralo as individuals. When they join as individuals, they become members of this virtual ALS. This virtual ALS has its own leader. That leader polls the individuals and then votes on their behalf any time that we have a vote amongst our ALSs. So even when it came time to have elections for the regional leadership, our individual members, collectively between them, had one vote as much as any other ALS. So we had essentially two votes. We had one vote between the individual members to pick who their preference was, and then when that was decided, that was entered into the regular election as if it was a single ALS participating. This method is not perfect. However, it has satisfied most of the individual members that they have the ability to participate, they have the ability to vote, and it ensures that nobody is left out of the process simply because they are not part of an ALS or they are from a country that does not have an ALS. So I welcome the initiative. I hope that you may be interested in doing that kind of model. The model that Uralo did was slightly different, but accomplishes essentially the same thing, that is, individual users collectively have the status of a single ALS, and within regional votes they participate that way. I'm delighted to know that you are interested in doing this initiative, and I offer any assistance if I can be of any help based on the experience within the North American region. Thank you.
Pastor Peters.
This is Tisani speaking, Aziz. Can you hear us? Are you there? Yes.
Pastor Peters.
Thank you, Evan. This is Aziz speaking. I have asked for the floor. Mr. Peters, please hold. Tisani, I know that you're raising your hand, but I have Pastor Peters on the English channel, and I have Fatimata on the Adobe Connect, and Pierre, who's asking for the floor, too. So, Tisani, do you want to make a comment or a point of order? No, I wasn't asking for the floor, says Tisani. I was just making sure you were still with us. Great, says Aziz. So, Mr. Pastor Peters will now have the floor. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Aziz. On this issue of individual membership of AFRALO, I've just listened to Evans. I want to call for caution here and also raise some questions because there are so many individual members, there are so many people who are involved with the internet usage all over the all over the world, and ICANN is structured in such a way that you have various groupings, of which ALAC and then the ALS, the RALOs and then the ALSs. Now, my question is this. For countries without ALS, yes, one could understand
that yes, those countries will want to participate. And if we have members from those countries who want to be involved in the ICANN process, and they are popular and they actually want to be part of what the ICANN initiative is, I don't see anything wrong in their forming an association or a club or whatever, and then reaching out to other interest groups within their country. You have various ISOC in different countries. If they cannot even form their own ISOC, they could also form any association and then start that process by having membership from that process. And now, if while they are doing that, for them to be left out, those countries we could have accept their membership, or we could give what we call associate members or honorary members who can participate in meetings but will not have a right to vote, nor nominate, or contest elections until they have a formal body or they have an ALS. That is one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that for countries where you have ALSs and there are individuals who want to be involved with ICANN process, if they do not have an ALS they belong to, what stops them from becoming members of an existing ALS in their countries? Because I see it, I mean, if you believe in a cause and you want to be part of a process, then you have to follow the rules. So I am not opposed to anybody getting involved with the ICANN process, because nobody can monopolize what ICANN is. But we must be able to encourage people who want to be part of ICANN to follow the existing structures, existing protocols, and then in that way, we will also be encouraging collectivity. Because a time will come when if we begin to encourage individual membership, and before you know it, the various ALSs will lose relevance. And the people, individuals who believe they are more technically equipped, more than existing ALSs in terms of the technicalities that are involved with ICANN and the operations, we now begin to override those ALSs who have structures, who have members. So I will say that, one, this issue will need to be discussed widely, and two, we have to weigh the pros and the cons, and then three, we also have to follow what is already on ground in terms of the ICANN structures legally. So, and if people are seriously interested in becoming members of, seriously interested in actively participating in the ICANN process, there's nothing stopping them from becoming members of any existing ALS in their country, or we create what we call honorary membership. They can be part, but they cannot vote, they cannot nominate, they cannot have the same rights and privileges of an existing ALS. That is our position.
This is Desi speaking. Thank you, Mr. Peters. I would like to let everyone know that time actually goes quite fast. We have already been speaking for an hour, and we are discussing a matter which is not in the agenda. So can we please move on to the following item? Fatimata is asking for the floor. Evan is asking for the floor as well. Would you like to comment on this subject? If so, you have 1 minute to do so. Fatimata, you have the floor now. This is Fatimata speaking. Actually, I just wanted to thank Evan for that proposal that he made. I think it is a wonderful thing that he did. And perhaps if we work together, we could foster our work on this issue and try to improve it or solve it, actually, if we could share what we did we could try and get ALEC to accept that virtual ALEC and its creation. I think that might be something we should work together, on which we should work together. So personally, I think... Can you hear me? Yes, we hear you properly, says Tijani. Okay, this is Fatimata speaking. So I was just saying that I wanted to thank Evan and say that we could actually work further on this to get those virtual ALSs represented in our discussions. Thank you, that is all. Thank you, Fatimata, says Aziz. Evan, you now have the floor. Please, you have 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Aziz. This is Evan. I will keep my comment short, and it is simply a quick reply to Mr. Peters, and that is to say, first of all, that the operation of having individual members has been in place for some time within other regions, and it has worked well. I invite you to look at the examples that are being set there, and I would simply mention in terms of the ability for people to join other ALSs. Sometimes this isn't possible for either personal, political, or other reasons, and I would simply suggest that it is our goal, I believe, within ICANN at large, to try and be as inclusive as possible to reduce the barriers for personal participation, and having individual membership goes a significant step towards reducing those barriers to participation. I will leave it at that, and I look forward to engaging everybody, and I appreciate your comments, Fatimata. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Pastor Peter.
Now, if you agree, I would propose that Philip, our secretary, could start a discussion on the mailing list of AFRLO so that we can discuss this item. And having gathered all the different points of view, we could add this to our agenda so that we can discuss it over teleconference. Do you agree? If everyone agrees, we could then start this discussion. Philip, if you agree, please do start this discussion on the mailing list.
Yeah, Mr. Aziz, can I quickly say something?
Fatimata agrees.
Pastor Peters?
So maybe we could start that discussion. Tijani agrees as well. Sylvia?
Pastor Peters?
Please.
Let me tell him that you'd like to speak, Pastor Peters. I think he's really rushing for the time, though.
Philip, you will now have the floor to give us a report on the Niger.
Pastor Peters, please.
Yeah, Pastor Peters, we're letting him know, but again, we are over the time, so I think he's rushing to finish the agenda.
All right. Okay. Yes, hello? Are you getting me?
Hi, Philip. We hear you, yes.
Okay. Since the time has already elapsed, okay, it's just an update from the ICANN 48 Bonisarian. The African Regional Allied Organization, AFALO, attended and participated in series of ALAC working groups, among others, including some policy discussion on hard ICANN topics. We had meetings with the board of directors. There were joint meetings with other ICANN constituencies, such as the CCMSO. We also have attended the public discussion. Okay, representing the community at that meeting were, Madam Sila Fatimata said, former chair, Mr. Tijani Ben Jemmer, former vice chair, Mr. Aziz, former secretary, now chair,
and Madam Hajja Fatiman Watala Sanu, Africa representative to ELAC. Highlights of these meetings are as follows. We had ELAC Metric Subcommittee. The discussion in this section was started with a review of the last meeting action attempt, ELAC Metric Working Group, which was held on the 7th of November 2013, followed by an update from the working team. Participants brought forward concerns with regards to the agenda, and these issues were discussed in an interactive mode. Each discussion commented on the relevance of a metric to measure the performance of ELAC members and ELAC representatives in ICANN activities. I will briefly go to the second meeting. We had another meeting, ELAC and Regional Leadership Working Section. In this working section, we had with us Mr. Sadi Sharidi, the President and CEO of ICANN. He commended ELAC and the leadership and the RALO leadership for their good ideas, not just within the ELAC, but across the entire ICANN community. The CEO also used this occasion to inform participants that the new GTDF program is up and is running, and he promised to launch other new GTDF program. Briefly, we went on to, and during this update by series of meetings we had, that we attended the ELAC Future Challenge Workshop, Challenges Workshop. This session discussed and called for a need for ELAC to rectify a statement noting the effectiveness and ICANN's positive response to it. Then we had ELAC meetings with the ICANN board, and this discussion focused on two main questions. We have policy implementation with regards to the GNSO setting and its own interpretation of issues. There was also several ELAC policy discussions. Participants were updated by the WHOIS and the expert working group. There were several presentations made, followed by question and answer. The academic working group also announced the completion of its capacity building training program, and outreach and technology task force also provided a briefing on their online activities. We went on to have several meetings with the ELAC, with the APRT, the Accountability and Transparency Group. Then we had an African Strategy at Rule. A presentation was made by our brother Pierre on the activities since Durban. He said there are several projects, and this project, they are doing recruiting more people, such as getting managers who will be on the ground to engage in the job that is in Africa region. We continue with several other meetings, and we had a meeting called the Afalo Africa ICANN Joint Meeting. At this meeting, which was chaired by Madam Fatima Sirasil, who welcomed and thanked participants for joining this meeting. And a statement was issued, discussed, and adopted with modification. This statement was with regards to the visa issue for participants at ICANN meetings. If you have a link on our wiki, you can get more details of this update on the wiki. Then we have another meeting called the Joint ELAC 2 Capacity Building Working Group for discussions concerning the capacity building of ELACs that will be participating in the London summit, where we had a wrap-up with several Thailand players, and this can be found on our wiki. It's just an update of what we the meetings we attended. There were several oral. This is an update, brief update on the meetings we attended. We do a write-out, and they will be distributed to all of you. I thank you.
Aziz speaking. Thank you, Philip, for this detailed report. Are there any questions regarding Philip's update? This is Tijani speaking. Aziz, we can no longer hear you.
Is Aziz connected or has been dropped his call?
This is Fatimata speaking. Does anyone else want to... Mohammed, do you want to chair this call while Aziz comes back?
Okay. I think we'll chair it until Aziz either reconnected. We're currently in agenda item number 5. Items for information and Afro African score card by Fatimata and Aziz. So Fatimata, please update us.
Thank you, Mohammed. This is Fatimata speaking. I'm going to try and keep it short because I think Philip has somehow mentioned this scorecard already. So what this was actually was that we put together every statement we ever wrote, and we wanted to do the follow-up to see whether ICANN had anything to say regarding this statement, if our expectations had been met. So we put together every statement we ever wrote and submitted that to Sébastien Bachelet, so that he can submit it to the board officially. Because what had been asked for during the Durban meeting, and that was on our agenda, it was to ask what had been done regarding the different statements that we presented successively, and there were actually 10 already by Durban. And so that is a brief summary of the scorecard. If you want to see the contents of that statement, I suggest that you go to the wiki. That is all. I think I have finished now. Now I think Aziz is back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Fatimata.
Now I'm back.
For the sake of
that, Tijani says so
Aziz,
you
can take over.
So where were you? Fatimata, you just mentioned the scorecard, says Aziz, right? Yes, says Tijani. Now, Aziz speaks. He says, now, can we speak of the joint Afro-African meeting in Buenos Aires? This is Fatimata speaking. The joint Afro-African meeting in Buenos Aires dealt with our meeting strategy, the ICANN meeting strategy. As you know, ICANN is considering whether we should change the strategy regarding the different cities chosen in all five continents. Now, given the issues on the lack of adequate infrastructure that is adequate to the size of ICANN's meetings, they have considered to stop holding meetings in Africa. So that is what we discussed and what we worked on. That was the subject that we chose. And in our statement, we asked not only to keep the current rotation, but we also spoke about visas, because there are some countries who host ICANN meetings who will not issue visas to some members. And in general, African participants are the ones that most suffer from these issues. So that was one of the items that we also discussed and that we addressed in our statement, so that we could ask ICANN to follow the diligence that they should, so that participating and organizing countries can issue visas to all participants. There were important members from our group, such as Perrin, who has been appointed to ALAC, who could not participate at the meeting because his visa was denied. So this visa issue was our main point. I think of the ALAC community mostly because it is the one that I know most, and I think we shall find a new solution to this issue. Now, we shared a draft version of the statement, we discussed it, and we made some amendments in the drafting and we explained some of it, but there was a more broad or general discussion on what we presented after that. So if you want to access the last version, the most updated version of that work that we're doing with Mahiduma from Nigeria, who had made some suggestions, to get to the last version to be presented. If you have anything else to ask, please do so. That is all I have to say. Thank you. Aziz, I'm done, says Fatimata. Okay, if Aziz is not here, I will say then, Mohammed, I'm done.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Now we can talk about the Brazil IG Internet Governance Global Meeting. So I'm sure you're following up the discussions and debate about the planned Internet Governance Meeting, which will take place in April next year.
Tijani is saying his hand is raised, Mohammed.
Yeah, go ahead, Tijani.
Okay, this is Aziz speaking. He's saying Tijani asked for the floor. Now, Tijani is saying, I'm sorry, Mohammed, but I have something to add to what Fatimata said regarding the ICANN meeting strategy.
Sure, go ahead.
If you will, it's not that they had the purpose of not coming to Africa anymore. It's just that they wanted to hold less meetings in Africa because there aren't as many countries that can welcome as many people. So another point that we discussed, which is also important, is the different meetings that overlap. And the sessions at ICANN meetings are actually a lot more than they used to be. So the solution they found was to have them overlap. But the Afro and African community discussed this overlap also. So that's what I wanted to add. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani, says Aziz. We have very serious connection issues. I hope everyone can hear me, says Aziz. Where are we? Is it 5C, the working group on the Azhar family too? Tijani, you have the floor now. Thank you, Aziz. This is Tijani speaking. I will not take your time on this because I already mentioned ALAC activities a while ago, so I think, Aziz, you can go directly to the following item. Thank you very much, Tijani. This is Aziz speaking. This saves some time. I'm saying thank you, Tijani, because this actually saves us some time. And I would like to discuss the IGF from Brazil. So, Mohamed, you have the floor to discuss this with us.
Thank you very much, Aziz. As you know, you might have followed up the discussion and debate about the new internet governance meeting that is planned to be in, be held in Brazil, in Sao Paulo, in April next year. It's a meeting that will be organized by the Brazilian government, and it got the blessing and the support from the ICANN board and president. And actually, it was one of the topics that discussed a lot in ICANN Buenos Aires, because some of the community members thought that the approach and to this meeting and accepting it was a top-down decision, and there were no community consultations in this regard. So ICANN president has held a community meeting to discuss the meeting and what issues to be tabled in this new internet governance forum. There was also a development that needs to be noted, that there's Montevideo statement on the future of the Internet Corporation, which is basically the RIRs, ISOC, ICANN, and Internet Engineering Tasking Force, and W3C has come together and produced a statement which was generally talking about ensuring the Internet to be one fragmentation at the national level, and they also expressed concerns with the recent spying and surveillance issues that has been raised. So there's lots of debate and discussion about what is the agenda of the coming Brazil meeting. And I think it's important that we follow this closely. At some point, maybe Afro will need to put some sort of a statement of what we need to see in this meeting and our views to go forward. I think it's important we discuss this at the mailing list, which is going to be an important topic in the coming months. Thank you.
Aziz speaking. Thank you, Mohamed, for updating us on this. I know you didn't have a lot of time to discuss this, but I know this meeting brings about a lot of discussion between this meeting and the following forum on internet governance. And the purpose is to see what countries such as Brazil aim at. And as you say, you're right. I think we should discuss this with ALSs. We await proposals from the different ALSs to see how AFLO can contribute to that statement. What I know is that ALAC has already drafted a letter that was addressed to ICANN dealing with this matter, and see that Fatimata is raising her hand first, then Tejani, and because Fatimata is a woman, she will have the floor first. Thank you, Aziz, and thank you, Mohammed. Aziz, I think you have already completed what I wanted to say, but I wanted to second Mohammed's proposal, which is to draft an AFLO statement. There should be a working group working on this, and I think we should work to say what our points of view on the multi-stakeholder model are, what we understand by that model, and to say what our expectations are on the basis of ICANN's model, how we see that model, what we think would work best. And maybe, if everyone agrees, we could have a call for volunteers so that they could populate that working group. Thank you. Thank you, Fatimata. This is Aziz speaking. We will take up your proposal after Tijani says what he wanted to say. Tijani has the floor. Tijani, are you there? I think he was disconnected. So, in the meantime, I would like to say that I personally agree with what Fatimata just said. Thank you. This is Tijani speaking. I wanted to add that we started with the Montevideo statement with those 5 points or recommendations. And after that, this Brazil meeting was created. I would like to say that ICANN launched this movement, as they called it, but I think it is an initiative which is OneNet. In doing so, they created a mailing list to discuss, and I think we're all on that list at this point. So this initiative shouldn't be related to the Brazil meeting, and from my point of view, it shouldn't be. Because regardless of the output of the Brazil meeting, we should go on, because I think in the future we should still adhere to the multi-stakeholder model. I think we should follow this because this deals with the future of the internet governance model. This matter will be discussed, and I think there should be an initiative from our part. And I discussed this at the beginning of the meeting. And so, as members of the ICANN community, of the civil society, for the most part, between us, I think we have to give our points of view. We should follow the discussions that could take place in this regard. So we should speak up and give our points of view. So the first thing to do would be to join this OneNet network, and to join the mailing list to follow the discussions that take place. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. This is Aziz speaking. We will send information to the different ALSs on the mailing list so that they can join. Now, regarding Fatimata's proposal, if everyone agrees, there should be a small group who at least followed the preparation of the Brazil meeting. And I would like to know whether anyone would like to volunteer to work with Mohammed, because I think Mohammed is in this group without his saying so.
Fatimata?
This is Fatimata speaking. I would like to be a part of the group, of course. And I think Pastor Peters would also like to be a part of the group, says Fatimata. Great. So we have Fatimata, Hadja.
Yes, yes. I'll be interested.
Is there anyone else? No, I nominated Hadja and Pastor Peters.
Accepted.
Yeah, Pastor Peters, you were nominated, so you're on in the group.
Yes. Yes, accepted.
Bien, dis alors. Maintenant, concernant le dernier point, nous avons Yaobi. Merci d'avoir patienté, Yaobi. Can I have the floor to speak about the ICANN Africa strategy? I remind you that Yaobi was appointed as ICANN staff and that he currently works for Africa together with Pierre Dardinou. So Yaobi, you have the floor. Thank you all. This is Yaobi speaking. For those who are on the Adobe Connect room, I have a presentation, but I'm trying to get it where it should be. So in the first place, regarding the African strategy, I would like to say that we have much more participation in Africa for the future of the Internet. That is our aim also, to improve it, and we try and foster this work in the continent so that everyone can access the Internet. So most of the projects that were presented dealt with the development of the Internet world in Africa. Ever since this was created, a strategy started. So in Durban, we held a forum on the domain name system. Then we had another project that's called the DNSSEC Roadshow, which allowed for one advisor to visit a country during the first stage of this project. Likewise, there was a prize or an award in Durban which sought to recognize the important people to the domain name system in Africa. So I was recruited to work for Africa, and I am in charge of interactions since I was appointed. Then we have Babushi, who was also hired, and he is in charge of fostering the participation and the engagement of stakeholders in Africa. We have 11 projects, the first of which is to promote DNSSEC. And then to study the CCLD management in Africa. We're about to start the second stage of this project. The DNSSEC will conclude in June 2014, and the CCTLD study is underway, but we know that there are many issues with management and the level of delegation and redelegation in Africa. That is why we have asked for this study. The third project is the implementation of an observatory on the DNS industry. So the purpose is to have information about this market regularly and to create this observatory so that we can keep up with it. Then we have a program to develop exchange with DNS industry leaders. This exchange program with DNS members or with other industry leaders seeks to encourage Africans who would like to join these sectors and work there so that they can seize the knowledge of others. The fifth project is it's there actually, because we want to have more African countries in root servers. So one of our projects was the deployment of Anycast instances. We think this should be done in countries where there could be such servers. So we will choose four countries, and our aim is to encourage these countries to have root servers. Our sixth project is to have a workshop to raise awareness on the link between domain name issues and TM, that is a workshop on who is TM, which is trademark, and for African specificity of these. There will be law sessions simultaneously to raise awareness among users at the domain name level. So we should work to raise awareness on such issues. One of the concerns that we had was about the insurance costs and agreements with the different registers. So we also added as a point number 7 a support program for African registrars. We're also traveling with engagement missions to discuss the ICANN, what ICANN is, with people. So as part of this outreach initiative, we were in Niger and we plan to go to Liberia, and we will try and keep in touch with Afrelo and with the local ALSs throughout this process so that we can communicate their activities. The ninth item is international events, which is the outreach for participation during international events. And we are going to discuss Afrelo.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are interested in this. Now we have redelegation issues that I just mentioned. And so for point number 10, we have point TG, point GM, point GW. There's issues in Liberia. And so at the national level, we're trying to promote consensus through a local workshop regarding policy advice on CCTLDs. And then lastly, we have the purpose of implementing a DNS incubation program. So we're trying to draft a concept paper to explain this project. And we're going to finish this process on June 30th, 2014. We're going to try and build this entrepreneurship program and implement this. So that is all I had to say. Thank you for your attention. Thank you, Yaobi. This is Aziz speaking. I think everyone is delighted in hearing that you have 11 programs for the sake of Africa. We hope that they will all be a success. We're ready to help you, and we would like to thank you for thinking of Afrelo and for working for Afrelo. Are there any questions for Yaobi? Okay, I have one, Yaobi, says Aziz. This regards the latest developments with the CCTLD of Democratic Congo. I heard that the country was completely disconnected at the point CD level. Yaobi speaking, yes. Indeed. There is currently an issue because at the governmental level, that government would like to have the delegation of that management. What I couldn't say whether the issue is related to that conflict. So that conflict has the Ministry of Technologies from Congo intervening at the ICANN and IANA level. They're working with the registrar to try and solve this. At the staff level, we have been in contact with them. And we said that we should work at the national level to solve this issue with their CCTLD. I think it has been solved now, but I do not have any further information. Thank you. Thank you, Vices Aziz. If there are no other questions, we can move on to the following item. This is item number 6, which is items for discussion. And we have new applications for ALSF. We have 3 applications. The first of which is the Comoran Consumers Association, or then the second is Eyes of Kenya, and the third is the Digital Age, Age Numérique, from Ivory Coast. Philip, would you like to discuss these items? And if you do, please speak away from the microphone, but loud enough for me to hear.
Yes. Okay. But usually the first thing we have to do is the various organization has to meet up with the requirements of becoming an ALS, and that there are the procedures, there are the rules and regulations. It is stated very clear. Then we can also discuss this on the mailing list with other members of the ALS, who will review their applications and pass comments whether they should be accepted or not, or why. And I think that's the usual procedure in the accreditation process. Well, I, being new in the system, perhaps you could give a more details on how AFALO goes about in the accreditation process of ALS, becoming a member of AFALO. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Philip. This is Aziz speaking. I would like to thank you all. I would like to thank Camila. And I know that we have exceeded our time in 15 minutes. So I would like to apologize to the interpreter. And I would simply ask you for another 2 minutes because Tizani is asking for the floor. After that, I promise no one else will be speaking. Tizani, you have the floor, but please be brief. Thank you, Aziz. This is Tizani speaking. Regarding the 3 applications that you see, the first was approved by AFALO and it is now on board ALEC, and the other 2 are undergoing the due diligence. So that would be ISO Kenya and Age Numérique. But we have not yet received the information that was missing. But they are following the appropriate procedure. As regards the way we deal with these applications for ALSs, I think all members of the leadership of AFALO should closely read applications and the due diligences, so that they can, after that, give their advice and their opinion regarding that application. Regarding the accreditation procedure, this matter was also raised with ALAC, and we're thinking about it. We might review this procedure. Thank you. As he's speaking, thank you, Tizani. Thank you, everybody, for having participated. To us, it was a wonderful call. I think the meeting was quite rich. We have exceeded our time, so indeed that shows how much activity we have had. So I'd like to thank Camila for her activity, her work, and her know-how. We would like to apologize at a personal level to Heidi, Julia, and everyone else. Thank you all for having participated. Even Evan, who wasn't a part of AFRALO, and Olivier, who were here today, with us today. Are there any other? Yes, this was a wonderful meeting, as he says, Tijani. Thank you very much. And congratulations, says Fatimata. Indeed, yes. Congratulations to the entire team. Thank you, Aziz.
Thanks very much.
Bye, everyone. Bye. To Fatimata.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.